is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In this segment, we're going to focus on the recent wildfires east of Glide, impacting many people, and some of the help that is available from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Dolph DeMont, the Federal Coordinating Officer, joins us from Salem. Also, Nate Custer, a Media Relations Specialist with FEMA, joining us from Virginia. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for being on the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Kyle. Thank you.
Hello, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
Well, Dolph, first of all, we're coming up on a deadline here, and I know here we are about 8 weeks after the wildfires, and it's been just a crazy time for many hundreds of people impacted by them. Along the way, all of you from FEMA that I've talked with periodically will remind me of these deadlines, and for people who are maybe still struggling to kind of get back in a decent spot here and figure out what to do next. A deadline for registering for FEMA assistance is coming up. Wanted to talk about that first. Dolph, what can you tell people about that, why it's important to get signed up?
Well, I guess the big message, Kyle, is to apply now. Time is running out to register with FEMA and qualify for that possible federal assistance. The deadline for registration is only 6 days away, November 16th. And if you would, as you did last time we spoke, you helped to get that registration number out, 1-800-621-3362, or the website disasterassistance.gov. There's still time, but 6 days. And let me just say, we know we have about 72 families that have been in the county that are eligible for disaster assistance, but Initially, we believe that at least 140 residences were destroyed. So there may be twice the number of families that have the need that still have not registered. And so we want to make every effort to get them registered so they don't fall through the cracks.
And I wanted to ask about that. Do you think, and maybe because you've dealt with these situations before in different kinds of disasters, are some of the survivors maybe not registering because they believe, maybe they're in a pretty good position financially, or that others could need the help more? Or what are some of the reasons people sometimes don't sign up?
Both of those reasons, actually. So, I know that the people feel sometimes that there's others that need the help more than they do, and then they decide not to register. Or they have insurance, and they feel, well, I got my insurance payment, so I don't need to register with FEMA. And we encourage everyone with insurance or without insurance to register because, a lot of times there's uninsured costs that the insurance doesn't cover, or you may be underinsured. FEMA can fill that gap, and so please don't deny yourself that opportunity by not taking a few minutes to register with FEMA.
So let's get specific. Who is eligible to apply for help? What's the situation that wraps around this?
Well, once the presidential declaration is declared, it was declared back in September 15th, you have to be in one of the counties that were declared for individual assistance, and that included Clackamas, Douglas, Jackson, Klamath, Lane, Lincoln, Lynn, and Marion. Only residents who were in those counties and were at the time of the declaration are eligible to apply. So, that covers a lot of people, and especially in Douglas County. I know that there's probably hundreds who should have registered by now that haven't for one reason or another, and we hope we can reach them and offer a little bit of assistance.
Now, this morning we were talking with one of the folks from Glide Revitalization about all the on-the-ground help the local organization is doing, but I know we still have people from FEMA that are out in Glide to help people for at least the rest of the week or maybe into the weekend.
Yeah, our Douglas County External Outreach site is open at the old Glide Middle School from 8 till 6, but only till Saturday the 14th. That's the day we're planning to close. So I hope we can make sure that people get in there and have their questions answered or any documents scanned to complete their applications at the Old Glide Middle School.
And I know people have been going out there for a lot of different things with FEMA and with Glide Revitalization, both out kind of on that campus area to provide a different kind of help. If somebody has applied already, maybe early on in the process, and they get a letter that said their financial assistance isn't approved, explain maybe why that would happen or what their next step ought to be.
Well, a lot of times, Kyle, it's just a matter of missing documentation of some simple form, something that is required, spelled out in the letter. That's why people toss it away without really reading the details or following up. And that's why we put in-person help available. We make that available so that they can explain the letter, explain what's missing, and help the applicant follow through on what often is a very simple faxing in a one more document or information that was missing in their initial screening. So, you know, that's a big, big message, is don't let that initial declination, cause you to not follow through.
And I know for some, obviously, if you lost everything in the fire, some people had safes that made it through, some did not. Some people had some of their documents stored on the cloud and can access them that way. But for some, I know it's been kind of a laborious process to try to put some of that stuff back together, depending on how they had it archived.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can imagine that. With those when everything gone, it's very, very challenging. And I know there's some help available with that from the state. And unfortunately, right now I'm looking for that number. The state has some help, ways that they help you regenerate those missing documents. And I'll have to get that to you later. I just don't have that in front of me right now.
Are you seeing with the other fires, and you're dealing with the whole regional situation from the fires that all basically started around the same time, are you seeing a reluctance at some of the other locations are you seeing this sort of under application percentage that you talked about around here?
Yeah, I think in all the impacted counties, but the we're still struggling to get as many people registered in the four main counties, Jackson, Lynn, Marion, and Lincoln. We know that they're under registered, and so we're making a big push in those areas, and as well as Douglas. And the I know that Archie Creek fire was back September 8th, and it's 132,000 acres and over 140 residents, and tens of thousands of acres were burned up, and thousands of people were evacuated. So there's a lot of disruption to those lives, and I think that will have an impact on whether or not they even consider register. There's probably people that don't even know they can register with FEMA.
Well, talking to some of the local folks, I know that a lot of people have tried to stay around the local area as best they can if they had an RV or had access, but some folks are a sizable distance away at this point and maybe are not as connected in. The other thing I've heard, though I can't confirm, is that because of just the way things work out sometimes, a lot of people, maybe a third, something like that, of the folks that lost their homes in this fire were underinsured or didn't have insurance. And that's going to be a big issue to get signed up by this deadline to get some help from FEMA.
That's right. That's right. If there's anybody listening on the radio today and they're aware of anybody, families that were impacted, and if you can help us get those folks registered, it will make a big difference in their lives. And that's what we're here to do. And we really, really want to reach all of those people.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Dolph DeMont is the federal coordinating officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He's working out of Salem. Nate Kester with us as well from the Office of External Affairs. He's back in Virginia. Part two when we come back. The interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Tomorrow we honor veterans on Veterans Day, and we have one of the two communities in Oregon where the Veterans Day Parade was not canceled with the reverse Veterans Day Parade format. The floats, all the folks are stationary. You drive through the Douglas County Fairgrounds and view it that way. And we're going to come to folks live from the fairgrounds. Larry Hill, president of the Douglas County Veterans Forum, and another guest or two will be live from the fairgrounds during the drive-through Veterans Day Parade on Inside Douglas County tomorrow at 12:30. Well, with us, we're focusing again on the situation from the Archie Creek Fire. Dolph DeMont, the federal coordinating officer from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Nate Kester from the Office of External Affairs from FEMA as well. And Nate, I wanted to pull you in for a second because one of the aspects of doing this, and you've done it for a long time, is dealing with natural disasters during the time of COVID-19, which is why you are where you are and not out here.
Kyle, it's the first time I've never gone to the particular state where there is a disaster declaration. So it takes a little getting used to, but I've been doing it now since late September, and I'm getting along with it. Okay, I can come in a little bit on, you asked about replacing lost or missing documents.
Yes.
I've got a little bit of information, and I can't go into every website or whoever involved in that. But if these involve real estate and property, contact your county government.
Ah.
County government for real estate and property documents. If it involves your driver's license, your auto title, things like that, oregon.gov/ODOT, O-D-O-T. I'll give you a couple of others. If it's federal tax returns, it's IRS.gov. If it's a Social Security card, it's www.ssa.gov.
All right, perfect. Now, Dolph DeMont with us. What about the issue of temporary housing? I know we've got several of these situations here in the state with the wildfires, a historic level of fire, but that kind of taxes FEMA's ability to be in all these multiple places offering different levels of assistance. But what about temporary housing? What can you tell us?
Well, survivors who have applied for FEMA, in order to be, they have to apply to be eligible for temporary housing assistance, and that's primarily in Douglas County will be rental assistance that can be provided for up to 18 months if you're displaced from your home due to the fires. But of course, first step is, of course, getting registered so that we can provide that assistance.
Now, is FEMA getting help from other agencies and groups when it comes to the housing issue?
We have a long-term recovery team set up that's working with multiple agencies to be here for the long haul. And so that, you know, we're concerned about unmet needs, the people that didn't even register with FEMA. We want to be able to make sure that their needs are met. And then we're setting up a disaster case management system so that we can resource one-on-one with people to manage their recovery throughout the entire process of recovery, but once again, must be registered for any of that to take effect from FEMA. One thing I did want to touch on, if you have a second, the Archie Creek Fire and Thielson fires were huge, and that they left what we call burn scars. And we're in flooding season now; wildfire season's over, but the wildfires have left some really large effects on the landscape. And folks that are downhill and downstream from those burned areas are susceptible to flash flooding and debris flows. We know that. We know that it's going to be exacerbated this season. So that leads to my other suggestion is if considered buying flood insurance, if you want to make sure you're protected, because standard homeowners insurance don't cover flooding, and there'll be a number of people that are at a higher risk for flooding as a result of the wildfires.
Yeah, that's definitely a big concern going in. I've only been up in the fire area once. That was the week after things had begun, and haven't gone back up to look around yet. But you could see, even at the front end of this, just a lot of changes. And talking to forestry folks and timber folks and just a lot of the folks that know that area much better than I do, that's a big concern going in to rain. We're just starting to get some now, and even further to the east, Diamond Lake expected to get 3 or 4 inches of snow today or tomorrow. And we're seeing some pictures already that folks are taking up in the fire area further to the east, where already you're looking at fire damaged areas with a little twist of snow on them to add into the mix as well.
Yeah, big concern. We've already gone through enough for 2020, but it's not over yet. And preparation is the key.
So when we deal with these situations, and we've had fires before, but we've never had this many homes ever in the history of the county destroyed at one time in one event that happened so quickly. People know that this is going to be a very long-term situation for folks here in Roseburg that maybe don't know, go to the east of the county, or don't know folks up that way. It's easy to feel like some of the things, some of the situations dealt with. But for people in the Glide area and east, I mean, this is going to be a couple of years just to get through this phase, let alone other things in the future.
Well, you're making an excellent point, Calvi. These missions, we call housing missions, when homes are destroyed and people displaced, take a long time to recover. You have to be very patient. And we have examples from California where it takes over 2 years to get people back into a more of a permanent situation. And that's why our temporary housing is designed for 18 months. It can be extended. But and if people are still in need at the end of that 18 months, we can ask for an extension for longer periods. So you're right. Manage expectation. It's going to be a long haul for a lot of families to recover from these horrible wildfires.
Now, is there progress being made in the debris removal and especially the hazardous items?
Yeah, they were making great progress. Thousands of properties have, statewide have been already cleared. That is important. It's being done at no cost to the property owner. And I have mission assigned EPA and FEMA teams. We started the cleanup up back October 19th, and they're doing quite well on the hazardous household waste removal, but the next step is the ash and debris removal that can't begin until the household hazardous waste removal step is complete. And the both processes are managed really by the state and coordinated by the county. And but the main thing is anybody has to make sure anybody that wants that free service must sign a right of entry form with the county to get started with that cleanup. There's a right of entry form that must be submitted so that we can send people on your property to do that cleanup, the cleanup crews.
Just about out of time on Inside Douglas County. Dolph, remind folks about the Monday deadline for registering.
Yes, thank you. The deadline for registration for FEMA is 6 days away, November 16th. Please call 1-800-621-3362 or register at disasterassistance.gov. Pass the word. We don't want anybody to fall through the cracks in the next few days for lack of taking time to register.
And all those ways to make contact, we've got linked with stories we've got up at 541radio.com. Of course, this will be up as a podcast in just a few minutes as well. Dolph DeMont, Federal Coordinating Officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and Nate Custer from FEMA. Gentlemen, thanks for being on again this afternoon.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.